Groucho Marx. In You Bet Your Life. When tomorrow takes the 5-mile trial in the new 160 horsepower DeSoto Fire Dome 8, or in the famous DeSoto Power Master 6. Also, see and drive the handsome new Plymouth. They're all on display now at your DeSoto Plymouth dealer. And here he is, the one, the only.
I didn't know he was running.
Oh, that's me.
Well, here I am again with $1,000 for one of our couples. And if any of them say the secret word, the duck here will come down and pay him $100 in cash. The word tonight is war. Something I have very little contact with.
Groucho, we asked for some engaged couples just before we went on the air tonight.
Oh, how nice.
And just before we went on the air, Miss Dorothy Hildebrand and Mr. Eddie Kretz were selected to be on the show, and here they are. Folks, meet Groucho Marx.
Well, welcome, youngsters, for the DeSoto Plymouth dealer. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you'll find around the house. Miss Dorothy Hildebrand, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Eddie Kretz, a boy and a girl, eh?
Yes.
Where are you from, Dorothy?
Los Angeles, Annie 31.
And what is your hometown, Eddie?
Pomona.
Pomona, huh? What's your nickname, son? I'm sure your pals don't call you Mr. Kretz.
Well,
they wouldn't dare. Kretz means scratch, I think, in German. Now, our fellow says, well, I started from Kretz when I was a boy. Anyhow, it's a good, noble, German-American name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it? Well, you're not sure, but I...
Well...
What do they call you, Eddie?
Well, I have been called Hot Shoe.
Hot Shoe?
Me.
You mean you say Hot Shoe and somebody says Gesundheit? Why do they call you Hot Shoe? Are you, pretty lively with the...
They don't like to stay in one place for a long time, I guess.
Oh, you're a rover, in other words.
Rover.
Oh, vagabond, huh? Song of the Road and all that sort of thing, huh? Do you have a pet name, too, Dorothy?
Well, some of my friends call me Frosty.
Frosty.
Uh-huh.
Well, you can overcome that, you know. I understand you're engaged, Hotfoot. When is the fatal day?
Well, I haven't quite made up my mind yet.
That's what you think. Footy, you're living in a fool's paradise. And what about you, Frosty? How far has this engagement progressed?
Well, it depends upon the Army. If he's taken in, well, we'll have to wait till he's out. But if he's rejected, we'll get married right away.
Well, Hotfoot, I'm glad you finally made up your mind. Do you have a job, Frosty?
Yes, I do. I work in the county hospital as a cashier.
Cashier?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Do you have to pay to go to the hospital?
Oh, no. Just to get out.
I'm sure she's used that joke before. What sort of work do you do, Hotfoot?
I work for my dad as a mechanic.
What kind of a mechanic do you?
Automobiles.
Repairing your father, is that what you do? You have riparian rights or something? Have you given any thought to the obligations and responsibilities that are involved in matrimony?
Oh, yes. I'd have to stay home a little more at night, I guess.
That's a kind of an ambiguous answer, though.
Well,
thank you, not to be more specific. I'm curious about today's young lovers, Hotfoot. When you want some excitement, what do? Do you look at stereopticon slides?
If we go for a ride.
Well, those slides can be pretty exciting. You go for a ride, you say?
Yeah.
How do you mean exciting? Do you mean when you stop riding and start parking?
Well...
We're going to get married anyhow. I'm playing here, huh?
kind of hard to park, I mean, on the motorcycles. I mean, that's what I was referring to. You can go for a ride on a motor.
Yeah, on a motorcycle?
Yeah.
You call that exciting? Have you ever sat with a beautiful girl and looked at stereopticon slides? With all the lights turned out? I often wonder what was on those slides. After you married Eddie, are you going to continue riding your motorcycle?
Yes, I thought it would.
Mm-hmm. You're not very sure, are you?
I'm sure. I mean, that's what I...
Are those your plans at the moment?
Well, it's not at the moment.
I mean, you mean after you're trapped. Is this agreeable with you, Frosty?
Well, you won't have much time to ride a motor after we get married.
You're going to raise a little putt-putt, eh? Well, you're a nice couple, and I wish you luck as you travel down the bumpy road of life. Both Frosty and Hotfoot. Now, in just 1 minute, you're going to play You Bet Your Life for a chance at the $1,000 question. And right now, here's some advice I want you to listen to very carefully.
Powermaster 6.
Here we go. Let's hear how high I can bill you $20. From our list of 20 categories, you selected number 19, which is sporting terms. Here's your first question. How much will you bet?
Mm-hmm.
15.
Talk it up.
15.
15. In what sport is the expression touche used?
Sword fighting.
Well, that's close enough.
Same thing.
And you're off to a good start. You have $35.
Remember, you're going for $1,000 tonight. How much of your 35 will you bet now?
Okay.
30.
All right, and what sport is the expression lob used? L-O-B. Talk it over and take a guess if you don't know. Take a guess. Well, you should have tried anyhow. It's tennis. You should have known.
Oh,
right?
Well, I never played tennis.
Oh, that's the high ball, you know.
You have $5.
Oh, well, that's too bad. Here's your third question. How much of the five will you try? Now, don't be discouraged.
Half of it.
Half.
2.5.
2.5. In what sport are the expressions dribble and jump ball used?
Basketball.
That's right. Now, you have $7.5. You now have $7.5, and here's your last chance to beat the other couple. How much will you bet?
I don't know.
In what sport is the expression squeeze play used?
No.
No, baseball. Well, you should know that.
Oh, that's...
National pastime. Well, nobody leaves here broke. Are we going to give you one more question? And if you get this right, you're going to leave here with $25. You ready?
Ready.
Who is buried in Grant's tomb? General Grant is right. Give him the $25. Thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth Dealer.
Groucho, just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected a
house. Which do you like, a D-Loss or D-Loss?
I hadn't really given that much thought.
Well, think about it, Fenton.
I'd like to say that just before we went on the air, we selected a housewife from our studio audience, and her partner is a businessman, Mr. Arthur Laveau. Folks, would you come in here, please, and meet Groucho Marx?
I think I like dealer.
You do
not. I didn't hear that.
Well, welcome to You Bet Your Life. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you find around the house.
Perhaps.
Mrs. Muriel Stetson, you say you're pretty tall. How tall are you, Muriel?
Oh, I'm 6'1"
You're 6 feet and are you...
That's without shoes.
That's without shoes, huh? Well, are you frequently without shoes?
Occasionally. I like to go without shoes.
Do you? Well, hand them over. I'll wear them, huh? Well, I'm sure the quality is every inch as good as the quantity.
Thank you.
What a sickening thing to say to anybody. Arthur Laveau, eh? Is that the way you pronounce it, Laveau?
Laveau.
Do you like D-La-Haz better or D-La?
D-La-Haz.
D-La-Haz. Why don't we go with Laveau, then? Laveau, it sounds like a cow pulling her foot out of the mud. Or is that a perfume?
It's supposed
like white shoulders or something.
It's supposed to be a French name.
A French name. Mm-hmm. See. Where are you from? Arturo?
New York City.
New York City, huh? Well, that... Is that part of France? French Quarter?
No.
What is a French Quarter? That's 2 francs, isn't it? Who do you work for, Arturo?
Pan American World Airways and Compañía Mexicana de Aviación.
Oh, I'm the same to you. Yeah, you work for the Pan American Airlines, is that it?
That's correct.
I rode one of your planes when I went to the Mexico City to the film festival some time ago. Were you aware of that?
Very much so, sir.
You are, huh? I didn't know I was that prominent.
This may have slipped your mind, Mr. Marks, but I believe you owe us some money. $6,047.
I owe you $6.40? It's a lie. I've never been to Mexico City. Or Chico, one of those other folks. How come I owe you $6.40?
Well, the fact of the matter was that you were busily engaged in dining just before departure.
That's true.
And you didn't want to leave until you had your food, which, as I recall, was matzo ball soup and bacon and eggs and apple pie.
It was a sort of a League of Nations, I was thinking. I wanted to present a united front to the world.
You asked if you could continue your meal, and we reluctantly said yes, and you went on board the airplane, promising to send back the dishes. You never did. That'll be $6.40.
Imagine him complaining just because I picked up a few dishes. Odd old boy, some of the dishes I picked up in Mexico City. Far more serious complaints than yours. So you just have to wait your turn. And do you have a job, Muriel?
Yes, I model clothes for cowgirls, the top fashions of California, and tall togs.
Oh, tall togs, huh? Tall togs out of school? Is that what you call it, huh? Why is it you tall girls always marry skinny little runts? How big is your husband, for example?
Well, he's a growing boy. He's 6'9" and he weighs 270 pounds.
Hey, he's a big little runt, isn't he? Now, Mr. Levolve, since you're connected with the airlines, do you do any flying yourself? I mean, in a plane, of course.
No more. I am more concerned with the study of flying saucers.
You still thinking of those dishes I took on that airplane?
Talking about the phenomenon in the sky.
Oh, well, how long have you been interested in flying saucers?
About 20 years.
Where do you think they come from?
Well, there are several schools, theories on that score. Some believe that they're from the solar system. The rest of us who subscribe to extraterrestrial visitors think that they are from another system entirely. Significantly enough, the Air Force in 1947... did make the guarded statement that if they were extraterrestrial, they probably came from the vicinity of a star known as Wolf 359, which is about 12 light years away.
Wolf? What is the name of it?
359.
It's right near our planet, isn't it? What is all this galloping crockery doing here, do you think?
I believe they are watching us, evaluating our civilization, trying to cope with a problem of how to get in touch with us.
Well, with the shape the world's in, if they're smart, they'd be over bothering Venus instead of us. Well, I must say, it's been interesting talking to you two, and I hope you win a reasonable amount of money in the quiz. That's about as guard of a statement as I expect to make tonight.
Now, here we go. Let's see how high I can build. Right now, you're going to play your bet your life. I mean, bet your life. Beat all other couples, you'll get a chance at the $1,000 question.
Our first couple lost all their money, so these people have a clear field. And the secret word is water.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You select the famous men of history. Here's your first question. How much will you bet?
15,
I mean. Talk
up,
kid.
15?
17. Okay. $17. All right. Richelieu is a famous man of what country?
France.
France is right.
You're on your way. You have $37.
You're only going for $1,000 tonight. How much are you with 37 when you risk this time?
35.
Paul von Hindenburg was a soldier of what country?
Germany.
Germany is correct.
You now have $72.
How much in the 72 are you going to try?
70. Okay.
70.
70. All right. Benito Juarez was a leader of what country?
Mexico.
Mexico is correct.
drawing the $142.
This is your last chance to be the other couple. Couples. How much will you bet?
$142.
Have you discussed this?
Well, that's all right with me.
Okay. From what country was Oliver Cromwell?
Great Britain.
England is okay. We don't try.
And you'll wind up with $284.
Thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth Dealer. You like dealers or dealers?
Groucho, we have a couple of people with interesting jobs for you now. Mrs. Daisy Tate was chosen because of her occupation, and Mr. Russell K. Hart is a special guest. So, folks, would you come in and meet Groucho Marx?
Welcome, folks, with the DeSoto Plymouth Dealer. Mrs. Daisy Tate, eh? You're very pretty, Mrs. Tate. Shall we have a tete-a-tete?
All right.
Where are you from, Daisy?
Selma, Alabama.
Selma? Did you come with a banjo on your knee, Selma?
No, but I know the man that did.
You did? Daisy, the gentleman from down south ever ask a lady her age?
Never.
Well, I'm a skunk from up north. How old are y'all, Daisy?
79.
Well, you're the prettiest 79 I've seen, Daisy.
Make you my best pepper.
Now, well, Daisy, Fenneman, Mr. Fenneman says you have an interesting occupation. What do you do? Are you a steeplejack?
No, I'm a model.
A model? Oh, I beg your pardon, Daisy. That was just an old northern reflex. You're a model, you say?
Yes.
What kind of a model?
From portraiture to commercial,
portraits.
Illustration.
Commercial portraits?
Yes, for instance, in the latest Home Journal, my last work was I was a married woman with a son that I was wild about. And I saw that he was going to marry a woman that I didn't think he should marry. But he married her. And finally, my son had to go to New York. He just couldn't stand the gas. And
was he a fisherman?
No.
Now, Russell K. Hartley, you'll forgive me, sir, if I devoted my attention to this charming little lady. Oh, brother, cotton wouldn't melt my mouth with it. Russell K. Hart, what is the K for?
Crumb.
Did you say crumb? Is that whole wheat or pumpernickel? Where are you from, crumb? And where do you crumb from?
Illinois.
Are you married, Mr. Hart?
Yes, I am.
Oh, then in your case, it's two hearts and three-quarter time, eh?
No, three hearts.
Sorry, I'll bid four states. How did you meet Mrs. Hart, Russ?
Well, it was in the eighth grade in grammar school. I sat behind her. And she never liked me very much because I used to put her pigtails in the inkwell. And I didn't pay very much attention to her for the next 4 years. And then when I was a senior in high school, I dated her. She was living in the old soldier's home at the time.
And you were after her for her pension? Is that right?
No, you see, her father worked there.
Oh.
And,
Dipping pigtails or something?
Well, he was the chief clerk in the treasurer's office.
Oh. Well, you know what you were doing, eh? And says you're a special guest, Mr. Hart. Why is that? Are you a model, too?
No, I guess it's because I'm the mayor of Santa Monica.
Really? You look so honest, Mr. Hart. On behalf of the 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers, I welcome you and present you with this key to a new DeSoto Fire Dome 8.
Thank you very much.
That is the key. Now, all you have to do now is go out and buy the car. Now, Mr. Hart, how long have you been mayor of Santa Monica?
About 18 months.
18 months. I'm a babe in the woods about such things as politics. Maybe you can straighten me out on a few things. For example,
After you're mayor, will you be an ambassador in Mexico? Now, what kind of an administration do you have? Is your city pretty clean?
Yes, it's really very clean.
In other words, since you've been mayor, you've been cleaning up. Is that it? I'll confess, Your Honor.
Well, to tell you the truth, Groucho, all I receive in a monetary way for being mayor of the city of Santa Monica is $50 a month. The city council is made up of a group of seven professional businessmen who are elected to follow out the good old American system of a representative government. And they're taking their turn on the city council as a civic duty. And certainly not for the $50 a month that they get out of it.
Well, it's wonderful to hear that, Mayor. You deserve a lot of credit. And if all the politicians listening took a page out of your book, you could be sure of one thing, Mayor. You'd never get those pages back. Well, I've kidded you, Mayor Hart, but I want you to know we appreciate your coming down here tonight, and I'm sure you're a fine public official. And if you're ever investigated by Kefauver, my advice is buy a ticket to Mexico City. Right now, you two are going to play You Bet Your Life. Win you $20 and more than our other couples, you'll get a chance at the $1,000 question. I can't tell you how much you have to win, but George is going to remind our listeners.
Our second couple, Mr. Laveau and his partner, are leading with $284.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can bet you $20. You selected States of the Union. Here's your first question. How much will you bet? And talk right up, Daisy. You're a partner in this.
$19.
How much?
$19.
All right. Lake Okeechobee, I guess it is. O-K-E-E-C-H-O-B-E-E.
Okeechobee.
Okeechobee, huh? No. I haven't been down there in 100 years, so I wouldn't know. It's one of the largest freshwater lakes in the United States. In what state is it located? Okeechobee. And if you don't know, take a guess.
New York.
Well, you're quite a ways off, Mayor. It's Florida.
Now I have $1.
Now you're down to $1.
Huh? Might as well bet it all, hadn't
we? Well, I remember you're going for $1,000 tonight. There's no telling how it'll come out, you know. You're going to bet the dollar. Franklin D. Roosevelt used to visit Warm Springs for treatment and rest. In what state is this located?
Georgia.
Georgia is correct.
Well, you now have $2.
Here's your next question. How much are the two?
Let's bet it all.
Bet it all. Okay. Purdue, Wabash College, and Culver Military Academy are just three of the many institutions of higher education located in one state. What is the name of it?
Indiana.
Indiana is right.
Now you have $4.
Is your last chance to be the other couple? How much are you going to go for?
$4.
$4. Chesapeake Bay with its famous oysters, bisects, and eastern state. What is the name of the state?
Maryland.
Maryland is correct.
Well, they wind up with only $8.
Nobody leaves here with $8. I'm going to give you one more question. This is for $17, which will bring your total up to $25. And no coaching, please. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
What fruit is used in lemonade?
Lemon.
Lemons is right. Good there, Davey. And
since these people wound up with only $8, that means that our second couple, Mr. Laveau and his partner, with $284, in just a minute get the chance at the DeSoto Plymouth $1,000 question.
Thank you. Thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealer.
Dealer Service Shop. You'll know your brakes are right. You'll drive with a feeling of security. So have your brakes checked tomorrow, where you see the famous sign of better service, the friendly sign of a DeSoto Plymouth dealers. Well, here comes Mr. Laveau and his partner, the winning couple, all set for the $1,000 DeSoto Plymouth question. Groucho?
Right in here. Well, you'll be able to buy a lot of sauces if you win this money tonight. Here we go for $1,000. I give you 15 seconds to decide on a single answer between you. Think carefully and please no help from the audience. Here it is. In Shakespeare's Henry IV, Henry V, and Merry Wives of Windsor, there appears a cowardly braggart whose good humor and wit have endeared him to millions the world over. For $1,000, I want you to identify this genial fellow. Talk it over.
Hello.
answer you two have decided upon?
We hope it is pistol.
No, I'm sorry. The correct answer is Falstaff.
Oh!
That means the big question next week will be worth $1,500. Well, you lost the big money, but how much did they win in the quiz?
$284 in the quiz.
Well, congratulations and thanks to you, to both of you, and to all of our contestants on the show tonight.
Remember that the dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth, the low-priced car most like high-priced cars. DeSoto, Plymouth, two great cars, both products of the Chrysler Corporation.
Friends, go in and see a DeSoto Plymouth dealer tomorrow. And when you do, tell them Groucho sent you.
Be sure to tune in next week, same time, You Bet Your Life. Brought to you by more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers of America. And remember... This is George Fenneman signing off with a reminder from the National Safety Council. Keep your wits and windshield clear.